So what happened then? You're standing there having you're doing operations, you're 27 stone. What went through your head?
Well, I was just really unfit and couldn't climb up a flight of stairs, couldn't ride a bike more than a couple of hundred yards, and I just thought, I've got to do something about this. I'm at a time in my life, I think I was 46 at the time, and thought, well, I tried to lose weight very hard and went on various diets and couldn't lose weight and had a gastric band in 2007.
That's quite a big step to take. So what impact did that have?
Well, it's a massive step to take, really. It's not for everybody. Well, I've lost 12 and a half stone. I've lost 170 pounds. And, I mean, I'm doing sports and things that I never imagined that I'd ever do. I made a list of things to do. Started off with light things like going to acrobics and light gym things, and then started spinning and cycling. And before I knew it, I was riding Land's End to John O'Groats. And now I'm just about ridden from all the way across America, from Los Angeles to Boston. I'm 100 miles from Boston at the moment.
Before we talk about that, it was another surgeon who told me about you, and he said, look, a lot of surgeons are the same. A lot of surgeons put on weight.
Yeah, well, we do. We tend to, we don't tend to eat food. We tend to inhale food. And many surgeons don't look after themselves very well. And I just completely lost the plot with the work-life balance and passed too many exams and wrote too many papers and just worked too hard. And I just stopped exercising whilst I did that.
It's quite interesting, isn't it, for everyone listening to think, hang on, a surgeon couldn't even control his weight.
It's very difficult. I mean, obesity, people don't understand obesity. Most people don't. There's a lot of prejudice and a lot of bad feeling about it. And the public need educating.
Right, so this is part of it. So you are, as you say, you're 100 miles from Boston, so you're pretty well finished.
We're pretty well finished, yeah. We've got a few hills to go through the Green Mountains today. And then tomorrow morning, we've got a short ride into Boston to the beach and dip the front wheel in the Atlantic Ocean. And I've been riding for 7 weeks, over 80 miles a day. It's been amazing.
I can't imagine what it must have been like. Just paint the picture. What were some of your moments?
Well, I think coming across the desert, the Mojave Desert, was quite interesting. The temperatures were 119 Fahrenheit, that's 46 degrees centigrade. I've never pedaled in any weather so hot as that. It was just, we had to wear coolers in our arms and pour ice over ourselves to get across the desert and just keep drinking water all the time. Must have drunk 12 litres of water that day to keep hydrated.
Well, that's Dr. Chris Oliver, who's just finishing cycling.